Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this week brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. It was Ag Day on Tuesday and Farm Bureau Day on the Hill.
Yeah, it's a fun day. It's the 50th anniversary of National Ag Day. So what a great way to celebrate than bringing farmers from all over Minnesota to celebrate at the Capitol, meeting their elected officials. But we kicked off the day by hearing from Governor Walz and Commissioner Tom Peterson and a few representatives and Senator Eric Putnam, who is the chair of the Senate Ag Committee. And it's nice to be recognized when we come down here. Probably an added bonus is having two beautiful John Deere tractors on the mall. Not something you see every day, so it's attracted a little bit of attention.
Minnesota Farm Bureau Vice President Carolyn Olson joining us, and she joined us on Tuesday and said Day on the Hill is very important.
Oh, absolutely. In Farm Bureau, we do have people who will be at the Capitol every day. The farming stories that we can tell, how legislation will affect us on our farms, tells a far better story than any other person can tell. You know what happens, you know how the legislation will affect you personally, and when you share that, it opens eyes.
It was a little windy Tuesday in the Capitol steps, but Carolyn describes her first ever day on the Hill.
Yes, so I was a young farmer and rancher, and I came on a bus from southwest Minnesota having no idea what I was getting into. I had chaperoned my daughters on trips to the Capitol, but this was nothing like that. I remember being nervous, didn't know what to say, didn't know how to make appointments or anything like that, but our county or our district staff from Farm Bureau really works well with the counties to help them figure all of those things out. Then the Minnesota Farm Bureau public policy team puts on a great briefing in the morning to share issues and updates because things are moving fast. Basically prepare you so you don't feel quite so nervous.
I mentioned to Carolyn if Farm Bureau priorities are being met so far this session.
I think for us it's kind of a mixed bag. There are some things that we're very happy that we were listened to about, and a few things that we're still trying to get those stories out there and maybe move the needle on some legislation. There's so many things that are happening right now, and it's kind of hard to keep track of everything, but that's again where we can rely on our public policy team to keep us up to date.
Olson talks about where she would like to see more focus.
I would like to see more bipartisanness in the agriculture committees, both House and Senate. We work so much better when we can work together. Farming is not political. We need people from both parties. We need all farmers in all sizes, all shapes, all methods to make the world go round, and we need that in our legislature as well.
Minnesota Farm Bureau Vice President Carolyn Olson joining us this past Tuesday for National Ag Day in St. Paul. We also featured a one-hour broadcast at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Also on Ag Day and Farm Bureau Day in the Hill, we spoke to President Dan Glessing. And Dan, he mentioned the same thing as Carolyn did. Ag Day, very important, and Day on the Hill, a very important day for all farmers and ranchers.
Ag Day is something to celebrate. We've got a safe, abundant food supply, and you know, the average American spends less percentage-wise of their household budget on food than anywhere in the world. And so we're here to celebrate that, but also bring our messages of how this legislation that's proposed is going to have an effect on our farms, ranches, businesses, you know, and who better to carry that message than those who firsthand have that experience, county leaders. And we're excited to have, you know, 120 members here having those office visits, and it really is a nice part of what makes Farm Bureau go around. It's kind of at the base of it, really. So we're excited.
I mentioned to Dan that agriculture is very unique. It's not like having a business. We have a product. Now, how much are you willing to pay for it? Instead, we have a product. Now, how much will you give us?
It does not work that way. You know, you try to market the best you can as you're growing that crop or that animal. But it, at the end of the day, you try and do the best you can with what you're given, whether that's input prices and pay prices. But ultimately, we are at the other side of that, and we're the price takers. So got to be a sharp cookie anymore to be making some of these marketing decisions.
Glessing talks about the Farm Bureau priorities on what is being met and on what still needs to be addressed during this 2023 legislative session.
Well, I would say we're on both sides of that equation. Certainly glad to see some soil health legislation coming through. When farmers are trying new things, new conservation practices on their land, there is some financial risk that's involved, and so to make that available, we do like that it's every farmer can decide for themselves, because farmers really know best what works on their land, what doesn't work on their land, and so trying to have a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work, and so we were glad to see that. Certainly there's some enthusiasm around the beginning farmer tax credit expansion, because these family farms are changing dynamically, whether it's aunts and uncles selling to nieces and nephews, but direct blood kin wasn't eligible prior to now, and so we're excited to expand that. But then there are challenges, whether it's changes to the Board of Animal Health, not having people who know what animal husbandry or animal health look like on that is something that's definitely we are opposed to. Having a drainage portal so that folks who might not have the best interest of those farmers can have access to what kind of drainage practices are being applied for and where they are, and ultimately can go, I don't want to allude to anything, but you don't want to have that private information out there.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing joining us on Ag Day and Farm Bureau Day in the Hill on Tuesday in St. Paul. I mentioned to Dan about some recent legislation talking about seed and treated seed and some restrictions or possible oversight in the future.
It has been proven scientifically safe by EPA, and that's where we come in and say, all right, how much oversight do we need on this? This has been proven safe. And to prove the need for that seed, you're just taking tools out of the toolbox. And obviously some of that's by design, by the authors, but it's very troubling. But at the end of the day, we'll keep fighting against it, and hopefully we can gain some ground there. But we're all about scientific results, and so that's what we're going to hang our hat on.
Glessing says Farm Bureau also supports the current Dairy 2.0 legislation going on in St. Paul as well.
Yeah, we're certainly supportive of it. We saw a great sign up the last time here in 2019. Because of what we did here in Minnesota, I think we were one of the top sign-ups for DMC in the nation. So certainly supportive of that, and hopefully we can get some progress there too.
Glessing says he remembers his first day on the Hill.
Yeah, and I don't think I said a word to any of the legislators, but that's exactly why it's so important to have a mix of young and, I don't want to say young, beginning and more experienced members in those offices, because it really does help set the stage or lay those base layers for future visits for those first timers. And at the end of the day, they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like we do, and they're here trying to represent us. And how do they know what our concerns are if we don't visit with them? So it's critically important.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing, also Vice President Carolyn Olson, joining us Tuesday during Ag Day and Farm Bureau Day on the Hill in St. Paul. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on KASM Radio. Have a good weekend. Brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.